The business began as ABB India in 1949 and scaled across transformers, switchgear and grid automation. Hitachi acquired ABB's Global Power Grids business for $11 billion in 2020. The Indian-listed entity was renamed Hitachi Energy India in January 2022, focused on HVDC and grid tech. By financial year 2025, revenue topped Rs. 5,500 crore with order inflows above Rs. 16,000 crore. 1949 ABB India is established as AC Brown Boveri's Indian operation. 1989 AC merges with Brown Boveri globally, and ABB India scales across transformers, motors, drives, robotics, switchgear and grid automation. 2018 ABB announces globally that its power grids business will be hived off. July 2020 Hitachi acquires 80.1% of ABB Power Grids globally for $11 billion, and the Indian-listed entity becomes ABB Power Products and Systems India. January 2022 it is renamed Hitachi Energy India, narrowing focus to HVDC, FACTS, transformers, gas-insulated switchgear and grid automation. 2023 the order book hits record levels as Power Grid Corporation places multiple HVDC orders. Financial year 2025 revenue tops Rs. 5,500 crore, margins expand, and order inflows exceed Rs. 16,000 crore. 2025 India's renewable grid is built on Hitachi Energy Technology. The order book offers multi-year visibility, and HVDC is flagged as the structural growth driver. 2026 it is one of two listed names able to build HVDC at scale in India, a near monopoly inside the largest grid spend the country has ever attempted. India is rebuilding its electricity grid from a thermal dispatch architecture to a renewable dispatch one, and that build-out runs on HVDC, FACTS devices and digital substations. Hitachi Energy India is one of only two listed names that can deliver HVDC at scale, a near monopoly inside the largest grid spend the country has ever attempted. Year is the journey, year by year. The pattern is the point India is re-architecting its grid for renewables, and that build-out requires the HVDC, FACTS and digital substation hardware Hitachi Energy India makes. With only two players able to deliver HVDC at scale and a capex cycle that has roughly a decade to run, the result is a near monopoly inside the largest grid spend India has ever attempted. This is general information, not investment advice.